can still see the steeple, little church on the hill. There was a line at the altar, and every pew had been filled. I remember the water, quiet singing old hymns. There was peace in the valley as the preacher man said, in the name of the Father, the name of the Son, the name of the Spirit, washed by the blood, I buried with Christ. Still hear the sermon. All the people said amen. There was a gift of salvation, and you could be born again. I remember the power, Holy Spirit rushing in. There was peace like a when the preacher man said, in the name of the Father, the name of the Son, the name of the Spirit, I'm washed by the blood, I'm buried with Christ, raised to new life, baptized. Oh, there's old stained glass windows, have a story they tell, and the memories is been running, you've given me back. Now I'm stepping in, I'm stepping in. Oh, I'm stepping in. The name of the Father, the name of the Son, the name of the Spirit. I'm washed by the blood, I'm buried with Christ. Little church on the hill.
Well, good morning. Welcome to Buckhead Church. You guys can go ahead and grab a seat real quick. I'm going to be here for just a minute with Matt. Matt,
good morning,
different
Joel.
Day today.
Yeah, today is going to be special.
Yes.
Welcome to Buckhead Church. So glad you're here today.
Yeah, we're glad you're here. It's a little different if you hadn't already figured that out. Who's got a noisemaker with them? Could you make some noise with that real quick?
It's
okay to shout and holler too if you didn't know that. We're going to do a lot of that today, Matt. But first, I just want to say welcome. Whether it's your first time here, your first time in a long time, you come all the time, you came on the perfect day.
Yeah.
It's going to be a special day today. It's Baptism Sunday, and we're excited about all that you're about to experience. We've already done this once, and I could not be more excited for us, pun intended, to jump in again.
Yeah, yeah.
So tell us a little bit about today,
yeah,
Matt.
Absolutely. Well, I just want to start off by acknowledging, Joel, that we have a whole lot of special guests in the room this morning. There's family and friends of people getting baptized, and maybe you couldn't make it in the room, but you're a family member or friend. You're watching online, so thank you, whether you're in the room joining us online. We thank you for being here to witness this with us, to celebrate with us. And if you are a family member or a friend who was invited to be here or to watch online today, that's because you've made a significant investment and a significant impact on the life of someone who's being baptized today. So on behalf of all the people who are being being baptized. Thank you for the investment that you have made, that I'm sure you continue to make, that you will continue to make. We're really, really grateful. But today, as Joel said, today's a significant day, not just for the people getting baptized, but really for the life of our church. Today's a significant day. But if you're getting baptized today, if you're one of the 40 people in the service getting baptized, would you just stand to your feet? We didn't set you up for this, but would you just stand to your feet where you are? Oh, come on, church. Let's celebrate with them this morning. Incredible, incredible. We're so excited to get to witness this and celebrate with y'all. Y'all can take a seat. That's amazing. But today in our church, right around 80 people between the 9 a.m. and 11 a.m. services are getting baptized, so about 40 in each service, and it's just really, really powerful. And so I love what we're going to get to witness and experience together. Joel, tell us a little bit more about what we're going to get to experience, yeah. What baptism really is.
Yeah, so all of these people who've come today have chosen to place their faith in Jesus. Some of them a long time ago. One of them, Sunny, who I just spoke with a minute ago, last Sunday, wow. She chose to place her faith in Jesus, has come today to be baptized. Isn't that amazing? And if you're new to church or you're new to baptism, basically, this isn't a new thing. This has been going on a long time. In fact, it has it has ancient roots in the ancient Hebrew culture. God gave his law. Some of you remember this in the Old Testament, the Ten Commandments, but then beyond that, that turned into some 600 laws that you can find in the Old Testament. And when people wouldn't keep the law, when they would fail to keep the law, they had to make sacrifices. And they went through these cleansing, this ritual cleansings. And so that's all going on in the background. And then one day a guy named John the Baptist shows up and he starts washing people in a different way. And they start calling him John the Baptizer. And he's basically saying, hey, I know what you've been doing before. I know all the sacrifices that you're making and these ritual cleansings that you're having, but there's one that's coming. In fact, he was the first one to say that when he saw Jesus, he said, that's the Lamb of God who's come to take away the sin of the world, of the whole world. It would be the last and final, God's final king, but his final sacrifice. And there would no longer be a need for sacrifices anymore. And he said, if you'll place your faith in him, this Lamb of God, you can be baptized and identify yourself with that sacrifice. More than anything you do, more than anything else, you'll be saved. And that's what we've been told. And in Romans chapter 6, the Apostle Paul, he basically explains this to us. And this is what John didn't know about. It would be an illustration of the death and resurrection of Christ. And the way the Apostle Paul says is that we're buried, our sins are buried with Christ. And then we're raised in the newness of life. We walk in the newness of life. And so all of these 40 people who've come today, they've come to not be washed by the water, but they've come to be baptized to identify themselves with the once and for all sacrifice of Jesus that cleansed them from their sin, and they're walking in the newness of life. So that's what we're here to do.
It's amazing. It's powerful. Hey, here's how today is going to work logistically, is that in just a moment we're going to get started, and the people are going to come. They're going to get baptized in one of these three tubs. There's going to be different people baptizing, but really all throughout this service this morning, we've got this amazing team, this amazing band who's going to be leading us in songs of worship. So we're going to be singing all throughout the day. So in a moment, I'm going to pray us into this, and I'm going to invite you to stand in just a moment. And then there's going to be kind of a break in between where you could take a seat. But if at any point you feel like I need to sit, but we've kind of paced it out for you. So we're not going to have you stand the duration of the time, but you can certainly stand. You can celebrate. You don't have to wait till like the end to withhold your celebration. In fact, it's strongly encouraged that you celebrate all throughout this gathering, to which you might think, okay, so how's this going to work? Like, we're singing, we're watching baptisms. You can do this, church. I know you can. But here's how this is going to work. There's going to be lyrics. Joel, I feel like you had something to say.
I feel like I just need to jump in here real okay. quick. For, say, somebody who's not in your generation,
sure.
maybe a generation after you, say my generation,
yeah,
or
a
generation
yeah.
beyond that,
okay.
then maybe needs a little more explicit permission. Like, uh-huh. it's okay if you're a friend or a family member to come around and get close and take
okay.
a picture and take
it's
a video.
Still okay. Yeah.
It's okay to cheer and yell in the middle of somebody else who's singing up here.
I mean,
in the middle of the worship. They're not going to be offended.
I mean, if you cut Glow off, I don't know what he'll do, or Garrison, but yeah, it's cool. They're gonna go with it.
So we're celebrating all morning.
You can celebrate
through worship.
all throughout the day, celebrate, cheer, let out a shout, whatever you need to do. And the lyrics to the songs are going to be on this center screen right here. And then on the side screens is going to be the baptisms. And on the bottom third of the screen, you're going to see the person's name who's being baptized. And then when they get in the water, it's going to say, before Jesus, I blink. So before I knew Jesus, before I put my faith and trust in him, this is a snippet of where I was. And then after they come up out of the water, after they're baptized, it's going to switch over to but now, translation, after putting my faith and trust in Jesus, this is what's transformed. This is how Jesus is working my life. And so it's going to be really incredible. So all day long, a day of celebration, a powerful day as we witness these 40 people publicly declare to the decision that they've made. But here's really my hope and prayer is that this day is not just about the 40 people getting baptized. We see this every time we do a gathering like this, a baptism service like this, is that there's going to be people in the room who today, through seeing them, seeing these people take their courageous next step boldly, God's gonna meet you where you are, and you're at some point, I'm believing, gonna be inspired to take your next step, whatever your next step might be. And so, man, it's gonna be an incredible day. So here's what I'd love to do. If you're willing and able at this time, I would love to invite you just to stand to your feet, and then I'm gonna pray us into this day, and we're gonna get started. It's gonna be incredible. Let's pray together. Heavenly Father, Jesus, we thank you. We thank you for this day. This is the day that you've made. And we'll rejoice and be glad in it. God, we thank you for the fact that today we get to witness 40 people who are publicly declaring a personal decision that they've made to put their faith and trust in you, Jesus. And so, Lord, I just pray today that for these 40 people, Lord, that this would be such a significant moment in their story, a moment that just propels them forward to continue to trust and follow you in every season of their life. But also, Lord, for everyone who's in the room today, for everyone who's watching online today, for our church today, God, would today be a moment that really shifts the trajectory for many of us? That all of us, Lord, would feel like at some point today, the words grow silent, God. The words to the songs grow silent and that your voice grows loud. God, today we don't just hear one sermon. Today we get to hear 40 sermons of your goodness and your faithfulness in our lives. And so God, today we look to you, we worship you, we give you all the praise and glory. It's in your name, Jesus, that we pray. Amen. Come on, Buckhead, let's do this. It's gonna be a great day.
can hardly think as you call me, deeper still as you call me, deeper still as you call me.
Yeah. mercy never fails me. All my days I've been held in your hands. From the moment that I wake up until I lay my head, oh, I will sing of the goodness of God. 'Cause all my life you have been faithful. Yes, all my life you have been so, so good. With every breath that I am, you have led me through the fire. In darkest nights, you are close like no other. I've known you as a father, I've known you as a friend, for I have lived in the goodness.
Down, I surrender now.
Let's hear it for 20 people being baptized. Isn't that incredible? I'm going to give you a second to catch your breath. Go ahead and have a seat. You know, if you're like me, you look at the screens and you think, every time you kind of see, here's who I was before Christ and now, you know there's more to that story. And there is. There's more to all those stories. There's more to your story. And I couldn't help but thinking as we were singing that song about God's goodness running after us. Some of you know that. Certainly all the people who are here today being baptized, they know about God's goodness running after them. And the amazing thing about that is I believe that's happening right now. As Matt said earlier, for somebody in this room today, you being here is God's goodness running after you. Somebody invited you. Sometimes God's goodness looks like difficulty in our lives. It looks like running into a roadblock. It looks like something breaking that needed to break in our lives that he uses to lead us back to himself. The scripture says it's the kindness of the Lord that leads us to repentance, to turn us around. And it doesn't always feel kind. It doesn't always feel good. But the promise of God is that he is good. And it's his kindness that leads us. I wanted to share one story today that's a profound one. And it's because we're so invested in the next generation around here. If you've been around here long, you know we try to motivate you to pour into the next generation. We go deep. We spend a lot of money, unashamedly, spend a lot of money on investing in the next generation. And it's not a stretch to say that a lot of times we're pouring in the next generation, but sometimes the next generation inspires us and leads us forward. As a matter of fact, this gathering today is inspired by, for several semesters, this has been happening at TLR. Monday night at TLR, in these same tubs that were in this same room, 103 college students were baptized in this room on Monday night. 80 more today. It's extraordinary how God's leading people towards himself. And I wanted to tell you a story today that oftentimes we're pouring in the next generation, but I want you to meet this little guy right here. His name's Wesley. Wesley, I'm gonna ask you to come right over here and climb right up in the tub. This is Wesley. Yeah, let's hear it for Wesley. Jared, come on over here. I'm gonna have you step over on this side, Jared. You can slide right around the other side. This is Wesley and this is his dad, Jared. They both come to be baptized today. And here's what's wild. We have other family members that are being baptized today, couples that are being baptized, parents with their kids. We did in the first service, and I told Wesley this earlier, in the first service, there was a mom that was getting baptized and she took her son along with her at the orientation to be baptized for the baptism. And the son was like, "Mommy, I believe this. I wanna get baptized too." And so they got baptized together. This happened a little differently, didn't it, Wesley? Wesley came home one day from school. He goes to Greater Atlanta Christian. Is that right? And he said, "Dad, I want to get baptized. I believe in Jesus, and I put my faith into Jesus, and I want to get baptized." And your dad said, "You know what? I've never done that before." And it was Wesley's faith that day that inspired his dad to take a step of obedience and faith. And so I just want to applaud that. It's worth celebrating today, Wesley. Here's a little bit of your dad's story, Wesley. He said that, "I grew up in the Episcopal Church and was christened shortly after birth, but I never attended regularly. I was never baptized. For as long as I can remember, I've known that Jesus is our Lord and Savior. He died and gave his life so that I and all who believe in him could have everlasting life, but I never openly proclaimed it. This year, in the midst of one of the most challenging seasons of my life, I came to realize something more deeply than ever before. I came to realize Jesus's love is unwavering. He is the reason I've made it through both my successes and my struggles in life. He's never left my side, and today I am proclaiming publicly that I accept Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior, and I'm choosing to follow him the rest of my life." Wesley, today, along with your dad, we're going to baptize you, and it's not because of anything you did. You know that, right? It's because of your faith in Jesus. And he's the one that did everything. He's covered all of your sins, past, present, and future. I know you've done some bad stuff. Probably not some really bad stuff, but you've done some bad stuff. And it's my honor today that I get to baptize you, not as your pastor, but as your brother in Christ. Isn't that cool? I'm your brother in Christ, and I'm going to baptize you today in the name of the Father. Not your dad right here, but your heavenly Father who loves you. His son, Jesus, and I know you put your faith in, who died for you. And the Holy Spirit that lives inside you, and he'll guide you forever. Are you ready? All right, let's do this.
It's getting harder to recognize the person I was before I encountered Christ. I don't walk like I used to. I don't talk like I used to. I've been washed from the inside. I've been washed from the inside. But nothing's more real than this. In the presence of God, oh, what my heart experienced when my shame hit the wayside and my sin met the Most High. I've been washed from the inside. Yeah, I've been washed from the inside. Could have only been in blood. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I know it was the blood. It could have only been the blood. Could have only been the blood. It's only by the blood. Oh, it's never been about deserving or earning. It's a gift that's freely given. Let me tell you, it's only by the blood.
y'all sing with me. What a beautiful name it is, the name of Jesus Christ, my King. What a beautiful name it is, nothing compares to this. What a beautiful name it is, the name of Jesus. Mm-hmm. You see,
Hallelujah.
We just witnessed and celebrated with 80 people today as a church who were baptized. Incredible, incredible, incredible. Man, before we get to the finish line of this day, we just thought, what an opportunity this morning to give a few people, maybe many people, the chance to respond to the gospel of Jesus Christ, to the good news of Jesus. We've said this before, but I think it's easier, I'll say, for someone to be in the seats, in the room, or even watching online. It's easier to debate with the sermon, with a preacher, with someone like me. You could say, oh, I don't know about that. You could discredit it. You could minimize it. It's more difficult. It's more challenging to debate with 40 people who just shared their stories and their testimonies of, hey, this is how Jesus has transformed my life. I'm not perfect, but this is what God is doing in my life. And so today we just wanted to give some of you the opportunity. You just heard a whole lot of sermons preached, and maybe at some point you're like, man, that's me. If he did it, if God did it for him or for her, he can meet me where I'm at today. And so today we want to give you the opportunity to respond. And here's what you need to know. The good news of Jesus is this, is that all of us have sinned and fallen short. All of us have missed the mark, and our sin separates us from God. But God recognized our need for a Savior, and so he sent Jesus from heaven to earth to live a perfect life and then to die on the cross for our sins, for your sins, for my sins, for the sins of humanity, past, present, and future. But he didn't stay dead. He rose from the grave 3 days later, so that now all those who put their faith and trust in the finished work of Jesus, his death and resurrection, can be saved from your sins eternally, but not just saved eternally, saved to live a full and fulfilling life here and now, the best life possible, as scripture describes it, life to the full. And so I just wonder in the room today, maybe there's someone in the room who you've never made the decision in your life to put your faith and trust in Jesus. And maybe today is the day that for the very first time, you're gonna step into a relationship with Jesus. You're gonna say, I wanna follow Jesus as my Lord and Savior. And so we're not gonna drag this out, but I just wanna give you the opportunity to respond. If that's you, today you wanna put your faith and trust in Jesus for the very first time, would you just shoot your hand up right where you are? If that's anyone in the room, looking around the room, I see you right there, ma'am. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, we see y'all. That's incredible, that's incredible. If you just raised your hand, or even if you didn't, but you're making the decision in your heart, I just want to invite you to pray this prayer with me. This prayer, to be clear, is not what saves you. Your faith in Jesus is what saves you. This prayer just solidifies the decision that you're making. And so just pray this. You don't have to pray this out loud. Just say, Heavenly Father, I confess that I'm a sinner who's in desperate need of a Savior. I believe that you sent Jesus to die on the cross for my sins. And today I get it. Today I am confidently and boldly choosing to put my faith and my trust in Jesus' death and resurrection. And I want to follow you, Jesus, from this day forward, the best way that I know how. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Come on, can we put our hands together one more time for all those who just made that decision, the greatest decision they could ever make in their life, to begin a relationship with Jesus. So, church, we've witnessed a lot this morning. We've witnessed 40 people in this gathering, 80 people today go public with their faith in Jesus and being baptized. We witnessed people put their faith and trust in Jesus for the first time. So I think it would be fitting to sing a closing song, if you're willing and able to stand back up to your feet, to sing one more song testifying, declaring what we've witnessed. So come on, let's sing this out, church. Let's go.
Continue to celebrate what we've witnessed this morning. If you got history with Jesus, this is for you right here. We said,
I've witnessed your faithfulness. I've seen you bring life within me. So I pour out my praise again. You're worthy, God, you're worthy of all. Your promise is never vain. I've got stories I live to tell.
I've witnessed. Yes, you're strong and I've witnessed. You're constant, I've witnessed. And I'm confident that I'll see it again and again. You love and I've witnessed. I can testify this morning. You heal and I've witnessed. You still save. You save and I've witnessed. Oh, I'm confident. I can tell anybody what I've seen.
Confetti was coming. You knew it was coming. It's not a baptism celebration without it. But man, what a day in church today. Incredible. Really a historic day in our community. Amazing. If you just made a decision to put your faith and trust in Jesus for the first time, or maybe you want to talk to someone, you're not quite there yet, but you want to talk, you want to process what your next step in your faith might be. Maybe you just need some prayer. There's people on our team who would love to meet you wherever you might be today, in the studio, the glass room on the floor too, right outside these doors. So if you just made a decision, you're thinking about it, or you just need some prayer today, we'd love to meet you where you are and to serve you in that way. But incredible, incredible day. Thank you so much, church, for being here, for leaning in, for celebrating with us today. It was really amazing. And we hope you have a great week. Have a happy Thanksgiving. And we'll see you right back here at Buckhead Church next Sunday. See y'all.